Kyle and Teddy are the two best friends that anyone can have, and Erica's I'm Good makes an appearance. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey! It's ladies' night! Of course, it's always ladies' night, too, when Thomas is here, but... Yes. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. Thomas couldn't be here tonight, but he's definitely going to be here next week as well with Amanda. But tonight, I am joined by the lovely Cindy Nicole.
Yay! Hi, everyone.
Just to let you guys know, we do have our live chat up. So if you want to chime in and join the conversation, I do have it up. So, you know, jump in and let us know your thoughts for tonight's episode. We do have a special segment also at the end of our show tonight. And our news, we have some very juicy news that we've been wanting to kind of be displayed on the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and no one has talked about these financial issues, but we have some exciting news to share about that. Well, I don't know if it's exciting, but...
It is.
It's definitely juicy. Okay, so let's start off with tonight's episode. What did you think, overall thoughts on tonight's episode, Cynthia?
I truly thought it was boring, but I have to say, when they all were sitting at the dinner table, that's when it got juicy, and it literally woke me up because I was falling asleep just like that. It literally came off.
Wow.
Yeah, it was, to me, it was boring. What did you think, Maite?
I think the beginning was, it was sad, of course, to see what happened and the whole situation with Camille's house, and it was kind of like a little Debbie Downer. Because it's something that it happened. I wouldn't say maybe Debbie Downer, but it was definitely very tragic. But the fact after it started picking up and I started to see a little bit of the fun side, and then the attacks that were happening against certain people, cast members, I was just like, I'm not having it. But overall, it was, I don't know, it was okay, I have to say. But, you know, now that I mentioned Camille's house and everything, I do want to start off talking about that because we did see the travesty that happened with Camille.
Yeah.
And that was actually really sad. And then we jumped into the whole situation with the ladies. They're still in France. And it looks like the entire episode was just them, France, winery, drunken hot mess, dinner, and then what happened after dinner.
I definitely have seen a different light in Kyle.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't expect her to be like that, but I loved seeing her like that. And seeing Erica a little bit different also.
Yeah. Red Sox Sarah says, this episode was everything, so much fun, top 10 for sure. Is it a coincidence that there were no men present? Well, it was a girls' trip,
right? Top 10, really?
Top 10 moment.
Wow.
Yeah. And then Lori Joey says, time for a new cast. Yeah, there's got to be a switch coming up. We have some interesting stuff to talk about in our news about that as well. Okay, so the ladies are out, right? And they're catching a helicopter ride to this winery in France. And so the only person who isn't drinking is Erica. And this entire conversation that's taking place, Erica, you know, she looks like she's irritated. Mm-hmm. She's definitely not drinking. The other girls, I love when the little sign at the bottom said how many tastings they had had. They were like, tasting number one, tasting number two, drink number three, drink number four. Yeah. And then it escalated to drink number 10. And it's crazy how once it got to drink number 8, you started seeing everybody laughing, giggling. Did you think that would happen? Did you think that they would end up getting drunk?
I mean, come on, wine tasting, right? You have to. But I have to say, Erica wasn't Debbie Downer. She was Erica the Downer. I just didn't like her in this episode. Come on, like, you're in France, have fun. Like, you know, I mean, even if you had a migraine, that's okay. Like, maybe you should just stay in your room and relax, take a bath. But don't make the other women feel uncomfortable.
Mm, yeah. I think for Erica, it's hard for her to be around women. Mm. And then this is how it started from the inception of her joining this cast. And then as the seasons have gone on, she's gotten a little bit more comfortable. So this for her is showing a very comfortable side. She was hungover. And,
yeah.
And yeah, and that takes into account, like, when you have your certain age, like, I think after the age of 25, you're like, it takes you 2 to 3 business days in order for you to get over a hangover.
Like, I understand, Erica, you know, because sometimes you get like that where you just, you don't know how to open up to other people and then you get, like, guarded. But at the same time, if you're feeling like that, you should just stay behind.
And you know, the other girls would have said something if she would have stayed behind.
No,
they would have caused even bigger drama.
Really?
Yes.
I think they would have just let her, like, she's done it before, like, oh, you know, my stomach hurts, like, I need to go and, you know, and relax, and I'll come out tomorrow. I just didn't like her. She just wasn't fun.
You know,
and
what
I love
too?
Her party animalness.
Yeah. You know what, too, was the fact that they had started this drama the night before at that dinner and how they were trying to get her to react. That probably left a really bad taste in her mouth. And then she was taking that as well onto herself during this whole winery excursion.
But I do have to say that I felt like it was Erica wanted attention, Teddy wanted attention, who was going to have the most attention and, like, who was going to show the spotlight in front. You know, I don't know. Did you feel that?
I just thought Kyle was trying to take up the entire show, and she was, with her impersonations and accusations and then rolling her eyes, I just thought she was, like, the star of tonight's show. She wanted to be the star.
Yeah.
And you know what? In a way, when she brought up Lisa and LVP and she said, you know, oh, someone should be here and have this rosé and be part of this partnership with you, that she was telling the wine expert. You know, they brought up LVP and I was just like, oh, my God, this would have been great for her to be there, for her to be part of this. I think she would have had fun.
I kind of feel like Kyle was acting like that because she was actually starting to miss Lisa, and it, like, hit her that her friendship is over.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, I think it was interesting, too, the fact that Kyle was bringing up the whole thing about doing this game of impersonations. In the beginning, Teddy said, if we can all talk about it and have a laugh, it's fine. So if Teddy and Kyle think it's okay, then everybody should be okay with it.
But why?
And that's why Erica had an issue with.
But why is it okay for them to impersonate others,
mm-hmm.
but when somebody does it from somebody else, they can't speak up?
Amen. Why? Why, you guys?
I don't
why?
Know.
It's just this whole double standard. So I understand, too, why Erica was upset. I don't really blame her for the way that she was acting. I think I understand her a little bit more.
Because they drag and they drag the same topic over and they can't get over it. And she was Lisa Rinna. I mean, to her, she was having fun.
Yeah.
I mean, if Erica didn't get offended, move on.
Yeah. The only one who I didn't really see, and I don't know if probably I missed it, who didn't make an impersonation. Did Rinna make an impersonation of someone? Because all I saw was just Kyle and Teddy having a blast.
No.
Impersonating. And then when they did Denise's face, I was like, Denise isn't even there.
Yeah.
And then Camille, too. Like, she wasn't there.
Yeah.
I felt bad for Denise, not so much for Camille.
Yeah, because, you know, she could take it. She could take the heat.
Yeah, the way that, I don't know. It was just so awkward. And it wasn't very great of her to do that.
Can you do any impersonations?
No, but I know you can do an impersonation. Tell
me.
Yes.
My name is Teddy, and you will not talk to me in that way, Erica Jane. I'm sorry, guys. I just had to go there because I was just like, this is reenactment kind of night tonight with this episode.
It was too much.
Yeah. Is there anything not to talk about? What do you guys think?
Seriously, I mean, if there's anybody making that knows everyone how to impersonate them, it's definitely Kyle. I wish Rinna or Erica would have laid down on that grass and opened their legs so wide and being like, look, Kyle, this is me impersonating you. Because that girl, like, she just, that's her signature move. It's like never
like
ending
I said,
with her.
I've never seen her that way.
Right. So I kind of like the idea of Rinna saying Rinna Rosé. I think that was a chance, too. That was a little nudge towards LVP saying, like, look, I can easily take your spot. And what you do with that rosé, just give me a QVC stand and we got this good, right?
Commercial here.
Commercial.
You come,
Jesus. So then when everybody is gathering up, the girls are drunk except for Erica. I don't think Dorit was very drunk. I think she was just probably buzzed.
No. But she was kind of being petty too, talking about Kyle and Teddy morphing into one another.
Yes, we'll get into that. We'll get into that.
That was my favorite part.
Kyle, when they were leaving, she told Dorit, Dorit, you want to go in the fun or boring car? Like, that was shade. And then Kyle saying, sober Erica is worse. That whole conversation that they were having in the car.
But come on, come on,
what,
girl.
What? You really think she was?
I was bored for Rena in that car, and I wasn't even in France. I was so bored. I mean, were you gals, like, bored? Guys? Like, I was, like, falling asleep when I saw that. I'm like, come on, Rena. Like,
yeah. You know what, though? Erica should have at least had, like, a little glass of wine just to get herself over that hump of being hungover.
Do you think it was something else that was, like, bothering her?
Do you always feel that something bothers Erica?
At least in the last few episodes, I feel like there's something, like, in her personal life that she's going through. Because I feel like when she talks about, you know, Erica Jane in concert, she's so excited, and it's something completely different.
Yeah.
But I just feel like there's something personal.
Hmm. I would like our viewers to chime in and see if they always think that, you know, Erica has this sort of personality that's hard. I don't know. That's, like, maybe very hard for us as viewers or for the cast members to dig in deeper into her.
Because we see her always the same, fun, party, happy, like, just having a great
time. That's
what
she's in character, I feel.
Yeah, so maybe behind the wall.
The real Erica?
Yes.
I don't know. I understand both sides, but at the same time, I just don't think it's right for the girls to attack someone the way that they have attacked her in tonight's episode. So this entire time, right, the girls are now headed back and they are out for dinner. And the only person that's there on time is Erica.
Of course.
So then Erica starts actually opening up, you know, which was interesting because Rena brought up a topic of conversation about getting comfortable and the fact that everybody doesn't live a perfect life. And Erica was like, well, we just put in this facade, but it's not what everybody goes through.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Kyle, she was drunk. So she was saying, well, I live the perfect life, but she was kind of mixing her words a little bit, right?
But I think at that moment, when somebody is told you time and time again, they are guarded, they don't trust easily.
Mm-hmm.
Even regardless if you're intoxicated or you're not, you need to show compassion to that other person because guess what they're going to do now? She's going to have a wall even thicker.
Yes.
She's not going to want to open up.
Yeah, she's and
she has every right to feel that and walk out and close that door and not even deal with that because I think she deep down is hurt. Like, she probably felt alone at that moment. I felt alone for her. Like, why didn't they go after and say, like, I know Kyle did, but it was because Rena told her to. Would Kyle have done anything seeing her friend go upstairs?
No, she wouldn't have. She was drunk, too, and I don't think she cares that much about her friendship. I think the only friendship she cares about is Kyle's. I mean, is Teddy's. And
but because Lisa isn't around anymore.
Exactly. So now she needs someone. Ooh, yes. You read that out of my mind.
Chest.
Exactly. Ding, because, no. Yeah.
I
love
that.
Doing that. Yeah.
No,
you're right, though, because it's just it doesn't make any sense. When LVP was there, it was LVP and Kyle, and they were like this. And I feel like Kyle needs someone to help her feel secure and for her to be able to express herself. And now she's taken a Teddy under her wing.
But before, it was Dorit. Right?
No, it was Dorit. Yes. Well, it was Dorit and LVP.
Yeah,
so first it was Kyle and LVP.
Yes.
And then Dorit came into the picture and Kyle started getting jealous because Dorit was getting close to LVP.
Oh,
so
okay.
So we saw that last season. Yeah. So now Dorit is kind of like out there to fend for herself. She doesn't have anybody.
Yeah.
She could be like this tight with Erica. And I think they would both be really great friends to each other.
But I think Kyle and Teddy are so close because they live, like, they kind of grew up the same way. So I think Kyle is getting motherly towards Teddy the way she is with her daughters. I feel that
it's kind of weird. Don't you think it's weird?
to be in the same
bit. She was
bit.
Just holding her and she was like, it's okay, and kissing her. Like, I've had friends for years and I've been drunk, like a drunken hot mess too with them. And I've never got into a
I'd
point
like, get off me,
where,
girl.
Yeah, where I'm no, grabbing I'm just... onto them and kissing them. And I don't know, that was a little bit weird. Like, their friendship has developed that much. It's gotten that deep. I think it's kind of fake. What do you think?
I don't know.
Do you like them two being friends together? That deep? No.
No, not... I don't know. I don't really see that connection. But I did like Rinna talking to Teddy. I thought that moment right there was really very vulnerable. And I felt like Rinna was actually being there for Teddy.
That was just Rinna trying to get dirt and trying to get camera time. That is not... No.
I
don't not give her so
no,
much credit.
I know you do
because you love Rinna.
Then, yeah, I do. But I just... I don't know. I felt like she was being motherly there. But then I didn't like after how she went to go tell Erica the Jews.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. But...
Well, going back to that, the whole conversation of them at the dinner table before everything kind of erupted, Rinna questioned Teddy, and I think she brought up a really good point. She said, why do you want Erica to feel a certain way about Farrowine? You know, that whole situation of Rinna embodying Erica Jane. She's like, why do you guys want Erica? What reaction do you want to get out of Erica? Mm-hmm. Why do you think they were pressing so hard?
Do you want the psychologically response? Do you want the...
I want the shady response. I don't want the psychological response. Ain't nobody got time for that.
The intellectual response? Okay. The Hollywood response is...
The shadiest response.
I don't know what to say.
I think they were picking on Erica, and I think they were trying to get on her bad side.
You think so? I don't think that's bullying. I've seen worse with those ladies.
Yes.
Cat noises. I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think they were definitely bullying her, and I think that she was feeling attacked. Maybe bullying is not the right word. Maybe she was feeling attacked. Because they really wanted
like
Erica.
Two against one.
Yes. But then at the same time, Rinna was backing up Erica. And so so was Teddy towards the end.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think Erica handled it the best way she could. I feel like she could have easily flipped out. Which I would have actually liked
to see. Yeah. The way she slammed the door.
Yeah. Which, by the way, last week's episode, she said that her dad is Salvadorian.
Yes.
Oh, girl, I'm Salvadorian,
Me
too.
Me too, have. Oh, hey!
Yes, I'm half Salvadorian, but it's just like, damn, now I see where that fiery side comes from. Yes, girl, I love you now even more. Okay, so then let's jump into this whole scenario. Actually, before we jump into our next topic, I know you have some exciting news to share with everybody.
Hi, everyone. So I just want to say thank you so much for always watching us here, giving us a thumbs up, commenting. We read all of your beautiful messages. So continue listening to us on iTunes, watching us here on YouTube. And thank you so much for all of the support. We love you all.
Yes, we sure do. And we thank we thank each and every one of you for always chiming in into the conversation. On our live chat, we do have a Red Sox era saying, so shady how production has a drink-o-meter on screen. That's so true. Production's always trying to show off or something, right? So now we're headed upstairs, and there's this whole interaction that's happening with the ladies and how Teddy is going pretty much into everyone's rooms and causing a havoc.
Yeah.
And I love this side where... when Rinna goes into Erica's room and Erica's just like, oh, she's like, this is me just going to sleep.
With her Erica with Jane Erica shirt on.
Yes.
I love it.
I need an Erica Jane shirt. Erica Jane, if you're watching, send us a shirt. We will rep it probably like every single week, right? So then, you know, then Kyle starts getting into everybody's rooms. Yeah. Drunken Teddy interrupting Rinna in her bathtub. That was really hilarious.
No.
Do we like drunk Teddy? This is the first time we've actually ever seen her get drunk this way.
I didn't.
No, because
I liked Kyle. I thought she was funny, but I don't, I didn't really like it. I didn't want to see her like that. I felt like I just wanted to see the fun side, but I thought maybe she'd be different and not cry as her usual self that she does. So I was just kind of like, oh, I've already seen it. Like, it's nothing new. But I do have to say I loved Kyle's green emerald shirt. Cute. Loved it. That was, like, my favorite outfit on her. But I thought she was fun, Kyle. What did you think about Teddy?
I didn't like drunken Teddy. Yeah. I like drunken Kyle.
Yeah.
But I do like when the rest of the girls are drunk with Kyle.
Yeah.
Because then they don't bring up such serious topics.
Yeah.
And they're not. I felt like a lot of the girls who weren't drunk were trying to get information from Kyle, but more from Teddy. Because it's like her weak side. And, you know, when you're drunk, you kind of just spill everything out. You don't have any...
Which is great, but...
Yeah. But then at the same time, it's messy.
Yeah.
But we love messy.
Yeah.
I do think that Teddy did go a little bit overboard. And we got to, like how you mentioned at the beginning, we saw a different side of her.
Yeah.
It's like a side where she tries to control everything. And then she started talking about how she felt this way as a kid and it was her growing up.
Actually, I just read a quote on that a few minutes ago about the victim role. I mean, I don't want to read it all, but it talked about exactly the victim role that people play when they do that.
Yeah.
So I just felt like she wanted attention again on her. But it was just so, like, all over the place. Like, Kyle wanted attention, Erica, Teddy, like, you know, so Rinna, of course.
Rinna.
But I think that there's deeper healing that Teddy needs to do because there's something that Erica Jane triggers within herself.
Oh, that's kind of what was mentioned, too.
Mm-hmm. Rinna talked about that, yes.
I think Rinna did a... She was making some really valid points in tonight's episode.
Yeah.
And she was really digging deep into them, which was surprising to me.
I know.
But she was definitely pointing out that the whole fact about Teddy. Mm-hmm. And I think that it makes sense.
Yeah.
And
which is, it's okay. Like, if you feel that, if somebody triggers something, it's okay to feel that. Like, you can express that in your feelings. Like, you trigger me because I'm insecure about my confidence.
Yeah.
That's why I get mad. It's okay. But I just didn't like how Teddy talked behind her back. She didn't tell her face to face. She cried to Rinna.
Mm-hmm. And Teddy has never taken the opportunity either to get to know Erica. You already know from the very beginning that Erica has a wall up.
Yes.
So you know that it's going to be a tough one. But on the contrary, I feel like Teddy, she wants to be right and she wants to be liked so badly by everyone that if someone doesn't agree with her, she loses it. She doesn't know how to react.
But Teddy has a wall also. She just doesn't see it yet. She will eventually once it's broken. But those two, I think they need to have the conversation and just hash it out, like, from whatever they both feel inside.
Maybe in the next episode, we'll be able to see that.
Yes.
Give me Shelter says, they were definitely poking at Erica. Kyle wants Erica to be angry for her. Kyle's too scared of just telling Rinna she made her mad by attacking Kim at her daughter's party. That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
So anything else that you want to share for tonight's episode? Pretty much covered everything that we had, right? Was there any highlight moment? Well, actually, let's jump into our special segment that we have. We're going to share our top two best drunken moments of the night. We're only doing two, right? Because it's just us two.
Yeah.
Do you want to go first?
No, you can totally go first.
I think for me, the best drunken moment by far was when we saw at the end Teddy when she was in bed with Kyle. And then Kyle just started opening her legs. I'm like, it wouldn't be a show, and it wouldn't be her acting drunk if she didn't open her legs as much as she does.
Yeah.
There should actually, I think at the end of the season in the reunion, there should be that head count that Andy points out of how many times this season we've seen Kyle open her legs as much as she has.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. What about for you?
Okay, I have to say, to me, the hilarious part was when Rinna comes out of the shower with wet, moist hair and her bathrobe. What's going on? Like, and Kyle goes she goes into the room, get out of my room. Like, yeah. I thought Rinna was so hilarious. Yeah. And she wasn't even in the countdown, no. first of all. Uh-huh. But I just loved how Kyle and Rinna mm-hmm. handled it. I thought it was funny. That yeah. was, like, one of my favorites.
She's like, I'm wet. And she walks over to the
ladies,
room.
Ladies, you know we all do that, yeah. okay? What's going on? What's going on?
Yeah. It was a fun time. Yeah. yeah. I love how she was just taking a bath and totally disregarding what was going on outside.
Yes.
It's like, go ahead, girl. Do you. Take care of yourself. Okay, let's jump into our news. We got some juicy news, you guys. Do you want to go first?
Okay. So I was scrolling through Instagram, and mm-hmm. I was checking out All About the Tea. Now, I don't know if you guys heard, but it talks about thousands garnished from Dorit Kemsley's bank account mm-hmm. in husband's $1.2 million lawsuit.
Yeah.
So the Los Angeles judge has dragged out Kemsley.
Yeah.
For the husband who has $1.2 million legal battle, and he's demanding financial records.
Right.
Bum, ba, da, da.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
Yeah. So apparently they garnished $30,000 of their wages, and Dorit was trying to fight it and say, those are my wages. That's my money. But since they're married, it's technically also PK's.
Yes.
So the judge was like, sorry, you're married, so we're going to garnish these wages. And they're both supposedly going to show up to court, I think, next week or the week after. That should be intense.
Yes.
So on other news, Kyle talks about Brandy's possible return to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Ooh.
So she was recently on a podcast with Jenny McCarthy, and she says that she would be okay with having her back. Kyle also shared, I follow Brandy now, so they both follow each other on social media,
mm-hmm.
and that her and Kyle made amends. And so this whole thing that came up was right because of the Jenny McCarthy show, and she shared that she recently bumped into Brandy, who was kind and sweet. She also commented about where they are today, saying, we put the past behind us. Despite this, Brandy said she, saying that Brandy makes Kyle nervous sometimes just because she can go very low, to be honest. So we do know that Brandy can go very low. But
yes.
since the exit of LVP, then I feel like they're starting to search for somebody else to take that spot. I don't know. There was word, too, that Kathy Hilton maybe
yeah.
might join the cast, and that was completely... That
I kind of
want
to see somebody new, fresh, like
who? Like
Paris Hilton, of
Paris
course.
Hilton.
I'm still rooting for her.
I think Paris.
What about you?
I think Paris would totally have her own show. I don't think she'd join the Real Housewives. Yeah, I think she's a wow. big enough star within herself to
have
her own show.
I think she'd be on there, and then she'd get her own show.
I mean, that can. We already see her though sometimes too, which is
yeah.
great. I just do think that there has to be definitely a big shakeup. I don't want to see Teddy next season, that's for sure. I think Teddy is just, I don't know, there's something about her that just irks me. And I know it when I watch her and I see her on like an episode after episode,
mm-hmm.
but I just, I'm not really? A fan. I'm not a fan of
I
her
thought
and
that of
friendship.
Dorit, and now I'm like, she's still on the season. So I feel like, who's it going to be, Dorit or Teddy off of next season?
I think Dorit should be on it because she needs the money.
Oh, yeah, and after this $1.2
billion. Yes,
wow.
And then also, too, Dorit's got really great style. I love seeing her style. It's growing
on me. As long as
me.
She doesn't stir up drama, then I'm okay about it.
No, girl, stir it.
No, it's because she goes through the same thing. I don't know. Whatever.
She doesn't really know how to add much without LVP. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, let's jump into our predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz.
Oh my goodness, these predictions. What do you think?
I actually want to see Erica and Teddy sit down and talk. I've been waiting for this. But I just hope that they can hash it out.
Uh-huh.
And I also want to see Dorit and Camille get into it.
Ooh.
I am waiting for that. Those are my, like, two people that I've wanted to see get into it. That's exciting for me.
Yeah, that's a good one.
What about you, my pick?
I think that definitely there's going to be a confrontation taking place, and I think that the person who's going to insert herself again is Teddy. And I think that Camille is probably going to try and have a conversation with Dorit and tell her things to her face. But the one person who's going to get involved is Teddy. And I feel like she's going to make this mess even bigger. And maybe the other girls are going to feel that they have to also chime in. And it's just going to be all over the place. You know what I really would have wished is if next episode, too, while they're all having that their whole dinner, the preview that we saw of all of them kind of gathering up, if LVP would show up. You know? That would have been a really great episode and a great opportunity for her to,
like, surprise.
Surprise! She's at the same restaurant and we didn't know, but the producers did know. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. But we'll see. I think next week we'll definitely deliver. Let's hope so.
Yes.
Anyways, guys, we really appreciate you guys all chiming in. Oh, we do have Shonda Richardson saying, I feel like Teddy and Kyle latch onto each other because they both have a lot of insecurities and need of a lot of other people's approvals. I find their friendship annoying because of how codependent they are. Mm. Red Sox says, it was so refreshing seeing Teddy not trying to be so perfect. And Angela Sessions says, I think Teddy is a little bit of a troublemaker. Ooh. Yeah. Yes, I think so, too. once again, we thank you guys for chiming in, joining our conversations. We love to keep the conversation going. Cynthia, do you want to let everybody know where they can find you?
Yes, you can find me on my Instagram at CynthiaNicole5.
Hey, guys, and I'm Maite Creo. You can find me everywhere at This Is Maite, and I'm also on Southern Charm Wednesday nights at 8:15. Thank you all so much for joining us. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.